This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Mike and Scott. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. When you're feeling sweaty or smelly, maybe your hair is a little bit greasy, you want to step in the shower, right? We wash our hands after we use the bathroom, or maybe if we've touched stuff that we feel is disgusting or could make us sick. Maybe you've just helped your kid blow their nose. But what if you think the soap itself is disgusting? What we consider a solid choice for cleansing ourselves has changed a lot over time. Here's reporter Laura Spencer in Kansas City with more.
In ancient Rome, people smeared themselves with pumice or ash to clean their bodies. Then they'd layer on some oil.
But if the kids got, you know, kind of messy in the backyard, basically mom would get out some olive oil and kids would rub it over themselves and then scrape it off.
That's ancient art curator Robert Cohn. He works at the Nelson Atkins Museum of Art in Kansas City, Missouri. Rome was known for its public baths, Cohn says, but you go for a spa soak to be social. Cleanliness wasn't really the focus.
One gets the sense that there is a different attitudes towards hygiene in the ancient world than what we have today.
He says, imagine downtown Rome or downtown Pompeii a few thousand years ago.
You have dog poo, you have horse poo, you have cattle poo, all in the streets. And that stuff doesn't really get cleaned away until there's a good rainstorm, maybe.
Without soap, you can only get so clean. But the ancients who used ash and olive oil were onto something. Basic bar soap begins with animal fat or vegetable oil. You add an ingredient that both dissolves in water and cuts through grease, like ashes. Then a chemical reaction happens to make soap. But once you have the soap, what's the chemistry of getting things clean? Gunk, like dirt or germs, sticks to our hands because of the oils on our skin. Soap molecules grab onto oil particles. Then water washes the gunk away. If you use enough soap and rub your hands together for long enough, you'll have less oil and germs left on your hands. That's why public health officials are always trying to get us to wash our hands for at least 20 seconds. Plain soap doesn't kill bacteria, but microbes get flushed down the drain. But in one market survey group, about half the U.S. consumers surveyed said they think bar soap is covered with germs after you use it. It does make you wonder about that damp bar in the soap dish, marinating in a puddle of shower water. To find out if regular soap really is gross, I got in touch with the people who have been selling us soap for more than 100 years, Procter & Gamble. Think Ivory soap.
The market for bar soaps is declining.
That's chemist Froggen Neuse.
Probably about, you know, 2% over the last 5 years, but it is definitely declining.
Fresh and clean as a whistle.
These days, when it comes to getting clean as a whistle, we have a lot more choices. And Neuse says, at least in North America, more people are choosing liquid soaps or body washes over bar soaps. But she says it's not really the gross-out factor that's driving down bar soap sales. It's more about personal preference and how people want to experience getting clean. I took the bar soap versus liquid soap debate to the Kansas City Folk Festival. As old and young people, some with kids, were streaming in, I did an informal survey.
Liquid, because the bar soap leaves a ring around your tub.
Liquid soap. It just makes me feel cleaner.
Liquid. Easier to get to, just squirt and go. It seems a little bit more sanitary.
Liquid soap was the definite crowd favorite. But is liquid soap really more sanitary or cleaner than soap in a bar? There was a doctor in the house, so I asked him. Family medicine physician Alan Greiner was working at a pop-up clinic for musicians. Greiner and his staff use lots of alcohol-based hand rub at the clinic. But for the rest of us, should it be bar soap or liquid soap?
The truth is, there's probably not a real big difference.
I checked in with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, but the public health officials didn't say which is more germy, bar soap or liquid soap, and they said they don't have a recommendation on which one works best at home. So just because bar soap might seem old-fashioned, is there a reason to think it's covered in germs? Again, Dr. Greiner.
You can get some bacteria that will stay on a bar of soap. But by and large, when you use that bar of soap, all those bacteria are going to be washed away with the water that's flushing things out. I don't think there's any major reason to feel like it's icky.
For The Pulse, I'm Laura Spencer.